That several problems pertaining to the sequence of the parshiyos and the mitzvahs in Exodus, in Teras Kenan. I mean, the sequence of parshiyos in Teras Kenan with the Exodus. I mean, what is the transition from parsha to parsha? And then, prima facie, we are under the impression that as if the Torah didn't care for the sequence, for an orderly sequence of aloches and parshas, but sometimes they are two parshas which at first glance have absolutely no connection, no common denominator, are formulating that they are together as if something binds them together. It's very difficult to praise them. Bereishis have no problem. In Shmeis have no problem, because there's a chronology of events which the Torah follows, and so on, by pursuing the chronology, so that you can understand why Vayeshev follows Vayishlach, and it's vice versa. But here, in as far as Vayikra is concerned, there's no chronology of events. I mean, it's not a story of something. It consists of simple aloches. So what is the transition from aloche to aloche? What is the transition? But I don't want to take a long time to explain. What I want to point out is, first of all, problem, we'll call it problem number one. Problem number one is the transition from, I would say, Achremeis, Kedeshim, and Morlakim. These three parshas. Well, let's take it. It's very hard to simply explain all to resolve all problems. But these two parshas will be problem number one. What is here the transition? Whether Achremeis, basically Achremeis and Kedeshim, Achremeis and Kedeshim deal with what? What is the main subject matter, the subject matter in Achremeis Kedeshim? What do they deal with? Arayas, of course. Of course. Achremeis Kedeshim is Arayas. Is Arayas. This is the parsha. In Achremeis, just before the Torah begins to discuss Arayas. So in Achremeis, the Torah discusses Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz Uchum Be'azore. Yes, and Adam V'Chelev, correct. Adam V'Chelev. And tells us about Avedas Ben Yayim HaKippur. At the very beginning is about a couple of parshas are dedicated to exclude to Avedas Yayim HaKippur. Achemesh Lib Naron, Kona Shem Alei, Vish Yo Be'ar Nala Kedesh. Let's for the time being just limit our attention to the parsha, from Shchut Echut, Shchut Echut, Chum Be'azore, Shchut Echut, Chum Be'azore, then Arayis in Kedeshim, Arayis in Achemeis, the table of Arayis in Achemeis, and then comes the after that, we read Emer Lakian in Niaren, and we Emer Lakian in Gush Eden El Chalor, and Kofu, and we pursue, three Surim we pursue. The Yisra Yisra Kehune, we read about Yisra Yisra Kehune, next about Balmum in Beis HaMikdash, next about Tome in Kedavede, and Trumo, then follows Well, it's saying the case of Ace keep you worried. This is the Ace is me, correct? No, Ace is me, and Shmina Yomi. The Mechusha's mouth. And suddenly, there's a strange twist. We begin to speak about Meyadish. We start speaking about Meyadish, and this is the Parshas Meyadish Meteraskini. And then when we get through with Meyadish, we read a short Parsha about Minir Tomit, about the Minere, a short Parsha about the Shulchan, and suddenly we don't know how it happened, and suddenly the Domegalik. How does he come in? Suddenly. For what door? For a back door somehow. And then, when we got it, the Torah tells us another story. Very strange. As a matter of fact, before she even asked, Rashi asked a question about the Minere, why? And the Rambam doesn't answer. The Rambam. But what I want now is to see what is the transition from Achrei Meis, the Parshas Arayos, and Emir Alakim. What is just one transition? What is the logical transition? The Emir, if you think about it, is the Iser Arayos. It's very strange. The Iser Arayos is not the Iser Arayos as such. Yeah. Is not exclusively. Was not exposed exclusively upon Israel. Because even Bnei Neach Asurim Barayos. Even Bnei Neach means not a Jew. Is in Muzer, of course, it's not the same table of Arayos that we are warned against, but it's a Yisra Arayos. It's a Yisra Arayos. Less, but a Yisra Arayos. This is number one. And if a non-Jew, does not observe Arayos, when the Torah speaks in a mayor and in Achemes about non-Jews who violated the Yisur HaRayis, Kichol HaTeir Yisrael Le'osu HaGeim Ohel, Vatov, what's his name? Vatit Mohoretz? Vatit Mohoretz, they defiled the land, and that's Rockets for them, and therefore I am driving them out of the land, and I'm turning over the land to you, and you should be careful not to repeat their practices. Now that's what the Torah says. You should be careful not to repeat their practices, because if you repeat their practices, I'll do to you what I did to them. Namely, the land will eliminate you. They'll spit you out. They eliminate you. They cannot. The land does not tolerate Yisur HaRayis, in particular Tumas HaRayis. And as a matter of fact, we know very well, as the first scene of the Mabul, is Kishris Kol Bosor Es Darkei Elohei. The Mabul basically, Retziche, Chomos, fine, but Kishris Kol Bosor Es Darkei Elohei. The Enesh, the penalty for Arayos was the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Punished the Dera Mabul and completely, and the whole mankind perished, is because they were not careful and meticulous about observing the laws of Arayos. Yes, of course. And this is exactly, so to me it's very strange that the Parsha in Achrei Meis speaks not only of Arayos, which the terrorism, but what is the difference between Arayos, the Yisroel, and Arayos, Lume Shailom, Benea? the table of the arayas and certain alohas. Many arayas are not arayas as far as, are not to be considered as such as far as Akum is concerned. However, many arayas are a common denominator in Hilchas Bnei Ne'er as well as in the Tere. These arayas, that's exactly what the Tere emphasizes in both parshas. The Tere emphasizes that Kekhlatei v'Esreile osu agim ashranechi משלח לפניכם ולסוק יורד צסכם כאשר הקיעו את הגאה של לפניכם. So it is saying, I just want you, I mean, to observe the arayas, the hilchas arayas, because arayas has a certain quality which other averes don't, at least, I mean, most other averes don't. It's mitame. Amechal Shabbos is not mitame. Chol Shabbos is a Yisrael Shabbos, it's very important, no doubt about it. Chol Shabbos is a mumel, everything all right, but it's not to me. Arayas is to me. Arayas is to me, Avigzor is to me, and Ritzicha is to me. There is three Averes. Arayas, Avigzor, and Ritzicha is to me. And Eretz Yisrael does not tolerate, does not suffer to me. Eretz Yisrael, I mean, cannot... The land, simply the country, the land, cannot suffer tume, and if the tume occurs in the Eretz Yisrael, takes place, acts of tume, and the land becomes polluted and desecrated, there is only one remedy, how to purify the land and how to clean the land. This means God. So the Torah had to explain to the people that what he tells them to do, he told directly, but he expected the Anshi Oreb, the Akenik Nizirik Admeni, to do, to comply with the Yisur HaRais. Of course, according to their Shulchan Aruch. But it's a Yisur HaRais. As a matter of fact, the Mabul is, he was caused by Yisur HaRais. So, but what's the difference between the Yisrael Arayas in relationship to a non-Jew, to whom Israel, to be near, and the Yisrael Arayas as far as Israel is concerned? What is the difference? The difference is the Alochas, how? What Arayas are also, men Arayas are also the Israel. Mutar Benech, Moshlai, Aish Esach, Shech Lebonim. These are Arayas, they are over, but Mutar Benech, also the Israel, there was no Yibu Benech. And so forth, you'll find many more arayas. Many more cases of it. But the Yisur HaRais is related not only to us, to Jews, which accepted Tayag Mitzvahs, even the Neah who did not accept Tayag Mitzvahs, and they observe only seven Mitzvahs, is arayas one of the seven. Correct? So we have a rayas as far as Bnei Ne'er are concerned. Kishas Kol Bosar Zarka Lepana Valorat. This is the pasuk. Bnei Amal. Then we have a parsha of a rayas, a table of a rayas, which exactly was formulated in Achimeis and in Gdeshim. What's the difference in Achimeis and Gdeshim? Azores and Oishim, correct. Azores and Oishim, which you are...
Except one is our
inclination.
Neither,
what's it? Inclination
of one is our.
Which are?
I don't know which one.
All right, okay. If you'll be gracious enough and tell us, we'll be thankful.
See?
If you'll be gracious and kind enough to tell us, to tell us into the secret, we'll be thankful. Anyway, is the Torah here begins with the principle of Arias, which is universal. The principle of Arias is universal. It means a Jew is prohibited, is restrained from violating this principle of Arias, and also a non-Jew is restrained. What's the difference between a gay, you call it a theorist, and also a gay, a shalif mecha? And apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like it and sent the gay out of the Eretz Yisrael. So what is, you know, the difference? What is the difference? Is as far as the details are concerned. But the principle is, I mean, the principle is not related, restricted to Israel. That's what the Torah tells us here. But arayas with regard to the Jew, I'll use here the word arayas, which in a manner which are logically not correct. But I can't help myself here. But you read it. However, then this is the Riddidi. This is the Kodesh Baruch who told Meshe, what Meshe, the stand to Yisrael, I mean, Arayas from Achemeis, Achemeis from Gdeshin, as a Yisr of universal character, which includes Goyim and Jews alike, so Meshe said Zay, and then, even within Yisrael, the word Arayas does not fit out the Aloha here. Even within the Israel, there is also not one list, not I wouldn't say Arayas, but Isur Ebiya, not one list, but two lists of Isur Ebiya. So the one list of Isur Ebiya there is one list of Arayas or Isur Ebiya, which includes Israel, Jews, and non-Jews alike as well. Next is a table of arayas, which is applicable exclusively to Jews. Non-Jews are not included. Then there is a table of arayas, achisurim, which does not include even the non-Jew. I mean, or even the Yisrael. Not even everybody in the community of Israel, the chosen community. Only one segment, one sector of the community was enjoined to be careful and to observe the halachas. The trouble is that it's with the actually Renkian even when the halacha wouldn't have been Rabbi Kive. Aisa Grusha the Kane would have been a Mamzeres or would not fish as Gdushan, so I could freely speak about Arayas. When I say Arayas, I have in mind, I mean, this is everybody, Arayas is only those Averes which, regardless of the Avere, those sins which, regardless of transgression, are not arayas. It means, when we say arayas, we mean two things. Mamzer, and second, arayas is what is teaches of Gdushas. Arayas is not teaches Gdushas. Somebody should in the Kaddish Kalose, not teaches Gdushas. But it's this will be. Is it merely, is it TSM? But within is one set of arayas in Greece. One set of arayas is kol ha'ilam kule. It is of universal character. This is kol ha'tiyah v'Yisrael, also ha'giyah shal v'fnechem. Apparently it is teyavis. If it is an abomination, apparently it's forbidden. Next comes arayas which are restricted to Yisrael. Only Yisrael, I mean, have I taken the burden? No one else. Is Arayas, table of Arayas, you'll find where? In Achemeis and in Gdeshim. In Achemeis as far as the prohibition itself, in Gdeshim as far as the penalty is concerned. Yes. Then, Yishua, what is the last pasuk in Gdeshim? Yishua? Yeah, this is Arayas, not Arayas. Yeah, right. But before that, before the whole parsha, Well, Parshas is a Parshas of Rosh Lara. So, the criterion by which we say that this group of people, I mean, are only muser, are only warned, being warned by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were told not to violate a certain table, a number of Isuri Arayas, which is universal, common to all people. And then another group was called by Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will not be satisfied with your observance of the Isuri Arayas, the way your predecessors did. No, I would not be satisfied. Upon you I will impose stricter demands and more severe Isuri. Namely, many Arayas which a non-Jew will not have to observe or to watch out for, you will have to do it. Well, that's a rav de les chemin ha-amim.
Who shmarki des kochu kutzai, des kol mishmo tzai, des kol mishmo tzai, lo tzoki et chema or et ha-shenim b'yitzchem shomo, b'shem etzba, lo tzeichu b'chuk et ha-goy shenim b'shariyat b'yitzchem. Des kol il osu v'okut bom.
What gdusha? Because what is the Mechael? Because what is the Isra? Gdushas Israel. It means you have a specific unique Gdusha. You possess a certain specific quality which makes you mine. And if you are mine, I'm not satisfied with the way of life which you conduct, a way of life which non-Jews are in practice, but I'm demanding from you more. Is the Kedush? Then, all right? Then, Dr. Akash Boko finished, the Parsha Sarai, said, may she wait. You have another message for me. Within the Klal Yisrael, within the nation, within the community, there is a group of people who will have to be stricter and more severe than the general community with regard to marital matters. The problem. They have to be stricter. The Isra Arayas will extend to that group, will expand to that group, and many things which an ordinary Israel, a Tzadik Gomor, another Israel, will not observe, you will have to observe. Namely, what is it? This is the Isra Noshim, which were given to Meisha in a mail, the Surah Bien, and the Surah Kedushin, which were transmitted to Meisha, turned over to Meisha, he should transmit it to Aaron and his children. Meisha Zeinova Halolo Leiko, Almona Zera. There is a Surah Bia. As far as the rest of the Knesset Yisrael is concerned, there is no mitzvah, not to take a grusha. It's a grusha muteres, muteres permitted to marry a kain, or a kain a grusha. No problem about it. And it's a kain, Israel is allowed to marry an almoni, but a kain godel. Akin Godel is enjoined from marrying Almane. Akin Godel is enjoined from Akin Hedef from marrying a Grusha or the Zena of a Chalolo. A new list of his suing. Call it Arayas too, the name doesn't matter much. Why? why is a Kain should be dead, that the Jew should be different from the non-Jew, I can still understand as far as Arias is concerned. But why should a Kain be different as far as Arias is concerned from a non-Israel, from Azar? Because there is another concept of Dusha, Antony. That the Torah says, כי יש לחם לכל
ויפה.
ומקריב. לחם לכל, כדי שמקודש יהיה לו. וקידשתם. קודש יהיה לו, כי קודש יהיה לו. There is a dimension of Kedusha in which Kehanim have a share, a certain dimension of Kedusha. Kehanim have a share, and Kol Yisrael don't have this share. What is the share in Kedusha which the Kenim who were presented to with? What is it? Yes, lachem rekov u'machem. The Mizbeach. The fact that are the people who represent the Klal Yisrael. As far as the Mizbeach is concerned, no one can approach the Mizbeach. Only the Kain. This gives them a higher dimension of Kedusha. No, of course, Kedusha's Kehuna is above Kedusha's Yisroel, there's no doubt about it. That's what the Torah says. The interesting is that this dimension of Kedusha, this specific, unique quality of Kedusha, expresses itself in Yisurei Arayos. The Torah could have said, Kodesh Yir Lekov, Kizlechem Lekov U'makrim, or the Kodesh, the Torah could have said, and therefore, let a Kain daven for 5 times a day. Why not? 5 times a day. Why is Yisroel only supposed to daven 3 and a Kain 5? Because Kizlechem Lekov is U'makrim. Because the Kodesh has a specific Kedusha, no. And not, all the Torah wanted is that he should be careful in his Surah. This is exactly the connection between a mayor and Achimeisim Gdeshim. In Achimeisim Gdeshim, the Torah revealed the secret to the Bnei Israel that the Yisur HaRayis, which the Torah was about to announce as binding on Israel, it actually this Yisur HaRayis is also binding a non-Jewish community, but the difference is since Yisroel have a separate dimension of Kedusha, their uniqueness as a Am HaNivcho results or express itself in new Yisurim, in new prohibitions pertaining to Arayos. The same is there are also Yisurim. Prohibitions of Arayos, which apply not to Kol Yisrael, but only to a certain group whose Kedusha is unique, even vis-a-vis the rest of the community. Unique, and those are the Kenim, and this is amazing. It's a parsha Arayos. Arayos is not here strictly correct. This is a parsha when it should be, which the Kain was told to observe because he is different. The same as a Jew is different from Kol Eilam Kulei, from the whole world, you don't need to prove it. A Kain is different as far as Kedusha is concerned from the Knesset Israel. It's something which the Knesset Israel does not possess, the Kain has it. It's a certain quality, uniqueness of Kedusha. This is a Meir al HaKeinim. Just a moment. It means, in other words, that Arayos is a Yisur which is not based exclusively on Kedushas Yisroel. Because there are Arayos which were which were imposed upon Bnei Neach as well. It is based also, then the Gdish Ganit, also based arayas of Kved Odom. If one is either violates the principles of arayas, so he simply loses and he desecrates his dignity as man, as a Nivro Betzalem. As a Nivro Betzalem, his dignity as man is desecrated and polluted. If he is not careful in arayas, because certain arayas are not only the commission of the sin of arayas is not only mechalel, I mean desecrates and desecrates the kedushas Yisrael, but kved odom as well. That's why the deramabul, they were not Jews, the deramabul, very far, but they have simply desecrated and polluted, I mean, the idea of Tzelem, Kvitzelem also is Odom, of Tzelem Elikim, and that's why the Arayas is important, even non-Jews must be meticulous about the Aver, his greater Odom. The same is true later of Retziche, And the same, although Shivu Mitzvahs Meneach. If Meneach HaChayovim B'Shivu Mitzvahs, so you have to say it's not Kedushas Yisrael, because Umas Eilam don't possess Kedushas Yisrael. So what is the Mechayev? What is, if it's not Kedushas Yisrael, what is responsible for the Arayas which is imposed upon the entire world, upon the entire mankind? Something else what the human being possesses. What does the human being possess? Besides Kedushas Odom, besides Tefillin, what else? The Kved Odom, Kved Abrid. It's certainly you, that's like Kodesh Baruch who told the people, certainly you have been warned, I mean, and also and restrained from violating the principle of arayas, because by violating arayas you lose two charismatic qualities, Kedushas Yisrael and Kved Odom. This is what the Torah says. Interesting is like that. Es mishpot haitasu veshukeisai tishmoru laleches bohem. אני עד השם הלכיכם. ושמרתם את זכוקי סי ומשפוטי, אשר יעשה עיסם אודם וחי בהם. What did they speaking about? אשר יעשה עיסם אודם וחי בהם. אני עד השם. כבד אודם. Because if he violate arayas, he wouldn't be able to exist. A marble will destroy him, whatever. But אשר יעשה עיסם אודם וחי בהם. Even a human being who does not acknowledge, I mean, his Kedusha, does not look upon himself as possessing a very important quality of Kedusha, which makes him a unique being. He will have to observe at least seven mitzvahs, among them arayas, because asher yaseh ushmartem es v'keser es mishpotai, certain mitzvahs, asher yaseh isom odom. Without that, one is not a Odom, he's not a human being. He's an animal. V'chai bohem. Only if he'll observe the principle of Arayas, or Retzichem, or Avinizore. Otherwise, in such a case, he'll be Odom. And V'chai bohem would be possible to do. But if he won't observe, he'll lose his human physiognomy, his human dignity, then he wouldn't be able to exist. He'll destroy himself. What do you think? I mean, all these crazy ideas, which became political issues in America, almost. I mean, he's actually are directed to achieve one. to achieve, I mean, want to achieve one one goal, namely what? To break the aloha, those alohas and those prohibitions which are mentioned in the Torah, which the Torah made the human existence possible, upon which the human existence depends. It's exactly what happened the last 5-6 years. You know all the business about homosexualism. This Sasha Yasu Odom Velayichim. This is a rise. Ish now he's specifying which Shariah has in mind. Yeah, I did the other issue a bit, and the other wasn't originally. Alti Tamu, Becholele, Ki Becholele, Nit Muagim, Ashani Meshalech Mipnechon, Vatit Maoret Esom, Vlis Tokir Oret Eschem, Betamaschem, Esok, Ashoko Esagesh Lefnechem. This is it. And the Jew, is supposed carries a double burden, so to say. He's supposed to observe Torah mitzvahs first, because it's Kveid Odom, Asher Yaseh Isom Odom V'Chai Behem. Second, because he has a specific quality in his very existence, something unique, which you call Kedushas Yisrael. There's no doubt about it. Those mitzvahs that Bnei Neach observe should certainly be observed by Jews. And that's what it says. Ki chol atir v'aseil on su anshi oretz. And I was very strict with them. I punished them. Asher lifneichem. But v'atit ma'oretz. V'lisok l'oretz eschem v'tamachem eiso. And the land is threw them out. I mean, like one is throwing up, so the land is threw them out. Then in Gedeshim, it's the same division. Division is the same. Ushmatam is kochotei sai, veskol mishpotai, vassis lemeisom. ולסוק יעשכם אורץ אשר אני מייבי אצכם שומע לשבץ בו ולסילכו בחוק יסגי אשר אני משלח מניכם כי כל אלה עושו ואוקוץ בהם קדש ברוך הוא שוב דם ואוקוץ בהם ואם הלוכם אתם תירשס אדמוסם ואני אתננו לכם והבדלתם and that's all ונקסט דוקטור ווייט so there's a difference there's a rise is universal. However, the Parsha Arayas includes more Yisurim. The Parsha Arayas, which was addressed to Yisroel, it includes more Yisurim, Yisur Arayas, than the Parsha which was addressed to Bnei Neach. But the Parsha Arayas does not include every Ervo, every Yisroel Arayas. There are a group of Yisurim which not even Yisroel are supposed to observe. But only a segment of the community, namely the Kenim. Vayimar Hashem al Meishe, Meir al Kenim, Bnei Aaron, something, Vumart alayim, Lei Nefesh li Tamo Be'amov, Yisurim, which don't apply to Yisroel. Lord of the Yimei, this is to Mesmes. Vachish Apsu Akrem, I love this is, excuse me, this is. Bishzein lachalol leikochu, gedishin lekeir lekeim, vishagrusham ishal leikochu, ki kodesh ulelekov, vekedashti ki eslechem melekecho, umakrif kodesh yeloch, ki kodesh ani Hashem mekadishchem, vakei na godel nabav kuhune izdor kuhune gdele, vakei na godel meecho, asher yutzak al reish, shem na mishcho, mila, izdor godel reish al yifron, על כל נפשס מייס, וישב שלא ייקוח, על מונו, על מונו גרושה וחלול הזה נעשה לא ייקוח, כי מצווה מעמוב, מעמוב ייקח אישו, ויחל אל זרב עמוב, כי אני על השם הקדש. אני על השם הקדש. This is the transition from a chemeis gdeishim to a meyer. To a meyer.
What category?
You have a problem of counting. My part can count to three. Huh? It doesn't matter if you want to count them as a fourth category. Why not? I see one individual. Why not? But this is true. It's not just the tears impose an iser upon King Godel without any justification. Has me sure. The Isurim are proportionate. Isura is to the measure of Gdusha which this, a particular person possesses. Unfortunately, a king possesses more Gdusha, more unique and more singular than a Yisrael Nalev. And nevertheless, I mean, only Kerach tried to rebel. But otherwise no one felt insulted or hurt. His pride was not hurt by the fact that a king God, that a king is superior in the hierarchy of Gedusha, is a king superior to what shall I say? Even to the Vilna Goen. The Vilna Goen was Muta Begrusha. And a king is also Begrusha. If you feel like it. So the answer is, it's ridiculous to say as the Akein, a shoemaker in Vilna, by the turn of the 18th century, was as great as a Vilna Goen. He certainly was not, but with regard to specific matters, he had a superior status. But anyway, this is. Basically, is that Kedushas Yisrael is measured always. Kedushas Yisrael is measured by the amount of mitzvahs, by the number of mitzvahs which are imposed upon him. I'll give you an example. For instance, there was Gerus Bebeis Yishel Avrom Avinu. Bebeis Yishel Avrom Avinu, there was Gerus. Avrom Egeir, Es Anoshim, there was Gerus. And the people in Mitzrayim, there was Gerus as far as the people in Mitzrayim is concerned. After the Torah calls the Ivrim, so the very Jews were not going. So it means that not all Jews in Mitzrayim, but many bad Jews in Mitzrayim, who got assimilated completely. But why but a substantive number of Jews who were loyal to their tradition, and no doubt observed some form of Gerus. I don't know what the Gerus of the Halacha meant that time. Yeah. But still, when they had to eat the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, as the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, Anoshim, there was Tvila Leshem Geros. Tvila Leimores. Tvila Leshem Geros. The Anoshim were converted by Mire. And Noshim, there was not need for Tvila for a male. In Mitzrayim there was no need. Only Mire was not. But the Noshim, since the only means of Maisa Geros is Tvile, so it was as Tvile be Imoiz be Mitzrayim. Why was it necessary for them to go Tvile in Mitzrayim? Why was it necessary? I mean, there were Geres, the Noshim were Geres. I mean, since the time of Avraham, of Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, and as the Rambam describes, he established the base Yaakov in Mitzrayim. This was the house where Terev was cultivated, and where the Kedushas Yisrael, the Ram Yisrael, the people as a nation, as a community. I mean, actually, we're actually protected against all attempts on the part of the Mitzrayim to assimilate Yisrael. Because the many Yehudim Gemurim, they were full-fledged Ivrim. I mean, means Jews. Why the Gemara speak Tvile Mitzrayim Leimoyes? Is the Ramban has this question. More. The Ramban says because some mitzvahs were added. In Mitzrayim, there was a list of mitzvahs of which they had no knowledge prior to that day when Meisha announced. For instance, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It was a new mitzvah, completely new. The mitzvah of observance of Yontem, or Yisr Chometz, new mitzvahs, new concepts of mitzvahs, who were revealed to them. Since the number of mitzvahs increased in Mitzrayim, before the Achilles HaPesach, so another process of Gerus was necessary. Why was it necessary to subject them all over again to Gerus? Because the Gdusha, which the people, the Gdusha which the people achieved the first night in Mitzrayim, Vayibach Hatzi HaLailo, in this Gdusha they had no share. Because before it only was a number of mitzvahs. But now Meisha came and gave them quite a long list of mitzvahs. So the acceptance of the long list of mitzvahs increased the Kedusha intensely, enhanced the Kedusha. And therefore, since it enhanced the Kedusha, in the previous Geus, which helped Avraham, which was effective, then when Avraham has subjected Yitzchok Yaakov, Yaakov the Shvotim, this type of Geus, most probably, in my opinion, this primarily consisted of Ole, and most probably Kabbalah Seil Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Seil Mitzvahs is actually, what is Kabbalah Seil Mitzvahs? The Sefer HaBris, anyway, it's not important.
Huh?
Gilanoshi is a question of whether there were Musa before that. Gilanoshi is a problem whether there were Musa. Anyway, it came to Matan Torah in Sinai, there was need for another Geus. Because in Matan Torah in Sinai, not just the list was bigger, longer, but Matan Torah in the Midway, we got Tayag Mitzvahs. Tayag Mitzvahs required already a separate kind of Geus. His Vemes, his Geus, his Kedushas Yisrael, So if I'll ask you, what is Kedushas Yisrael? What is Kedushas Yisrael? How does it express it? I want to act like as if I actually I want to act like in full accord with Kedusha, with the principle of Kedusha Yisrael. In Kedusha Yisrael there is one answer. This is the key mitzvah. What makes a Jew a member of Aram Kodesh and possess, what makes him, what gives him Kedusha? The fact that he is obligated to do mitzvah. The obligation to stay away from averes and to comply with mitzvahs, the Sheval Tais and Kuma say, this obligation, this chevuch, and this and the readiness on the part of the Jew to simply to act like that, this actually implements the Kedusha. And that's exactly since Keyanim. How is Kedusha Skuna express itself? How does Kedusha Skuna express itself? Because he is a Mevorech Es Yisrael? No, not Mevorech. Because in observance of specific Yisurim, which a Yisrael is not supposed to. Ish Kedusha, Zeh Machlokon Nashmei Yisrael Yovei. This observance and his readiness to comply with the Yisurim, which Israel is absolutely not involved at all. Not only Israel should, for instance, say, all right, since there's a Yisra and Cain, I'll call Nafshas Mesli Yovei, I'll also do the same. I'll be careful in Tumas Mes. What would you say about such a Cain?
Only
regal. Only regal, correct. But otherwise, it is simply nonsensical. What he says is nonsensical. It's not only a king, a Israeli spotter of the mitzvah, it's more than that. A Israeli is not involved in the whole. It's not just kaptur, it's not mitzvah. Here is simple. Bauteshiv is not another. Not only not kiyum, it's more than not kiyum, that's exactly it. Ah?
Mufka.
Yes, it's nonsense. It's amaratus, all right. But there's a better word, I don't know. There's a better word, anyway. This is Kikodesh Ani Ad Hashem Mekadesh. Kikodesh Ani Ad Hashem Mekadesh. Yeah. What is Kikodesh Hashem Mekadesh? The Torah right away, specifies, gives us two mitzvahs of love, two love actually, which have great relevance to Cain and have no relevance to Yisrael. Namely, as an example, the Torah gives us right away, after the Torah gets through his King Godel and King Heged, to Melemes him over the Yimei, the Torah right away says, and take. Two examples of mitzvahs. When I say a mitzvah, I mean a mitzvah se and a mitzvah se 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 se. Of mitzvahs which are very relevant to Kuvuni, very significant. And if a Cain does not observe the mitzvah, he'll get malchus. We have absolutely no application to Yisrael. No. Balmum, no avede. No, not not to the. I'll ask you a question. I mean, I should have a question 20 years ago. Becholodom li achemeshni al yomei becholei salakidish mebeis laporeches ki beronu nerei ala kaperes bezeis yovean ala kidish, correct? Order the love איש מזרח עולה דרסם, אשר יהיה בימום, ליקרב לאחרי ולחם הלכות. That whoever has a moon is possible to have it. It's a Yisrael. And then Atome. Atome, Yicholish Shabbeinum Yipov. And then Atome. What is about a Yisrael she connects the Mikdash? You'll go into the Mikdash. What you call a Birei Konis, for no purpose. It's not Chayiv. Not Chayiv Mishu Nishamayim, nor is a Chayiv allowed. The Birei Konis is only a Yisrael as far as King Godel is concerned. A Yisrael, I wouldn't say it's a mitzvah, but the Yisrael from Beter's love as a love is a Yisrael not included. A Balmum is also do a Vede. It's a Kei. Kovisha Shiriya Mizaracho. A Yisrael Abalmum will do the Avede. The Avede will be rejected because the Avede is bizarre. But there is no love. There is many love in the interest of this. That many love which could have had meaning as far as Yisrael is concerned. Are not applicable to Israel, only to Akhil. A Yisrael Abalmum. David is possible Machmezor, because of those, but as Abalmum is a Yisrael Abalmum, Sheikhim is a Potter. There's no Yisrael. Birekonis, a Yisrael Sheikhnas Birekonis, the Koch Kedoshim, is no Yisrael, only Akhil. Is Kihune. Kihune basically, when you say what is Kihune, Kihune means is chayves b'mitzves, v'azore laver isurim, to assume an obligation, I mean to not to do, to do mitzves which are meaningless as far as Israel is concerned. It's very straight. This is Kihune. Kihune means that Kain. So you see, Kihune is that Kain, its Tave, was told not to do things which Israel was not told. And this is Kihune. And therefore, in Kihune is a higher Kedusha. Umimele is. That's what the Torah says right away. A Kain, Kilechem Kobu Makriv. The question is, so what of it? Since the Shlechem HaLakob Makri is burdened with many mitzvahs with which Israel is not burdened. So that's what makes his status higher within the community. And that's the reason that Harbi, quite a number of Ferraris, are not applicable to Israel, but they do are. They do apply to Cain. Now what do we have to do now? Oh no. Meyadin. How does Meyadin come in? How did Meyadin come in here? By the way, there was another problem. Yom Tev, on which we read the Parshas Meirim, B'mei HaMishne, they used to read Parshas Meirim, all the Yom Tev, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot, and Pesach, and all Meirim. Parshas Meirim Shibetir Askeni. Our Kriya is not, is the Lifa Mishneh, it's not, according to the Mishneh, the meaning of Mishneh, is our Kriya was always, most, with certain exceptions, Shuas, Sukkot, Pesach, or even Rosh Hashanah. consisted of the recital of Parshas Meir de Shabbateras Kere. This is what, which we'll read this Shabbos. Amir Menachem Lev, Parshas Shabbos. Yeah. This is the Parshas Meir. This is the Meir. Then the Gemara says, that now the meaning is that I'm Rosh Hashanah, you read by Shem Pakadeh Soro, and so forth. But this was the Parshas Meir is in used to read during the period of Nitanoim, I mean, I'm Yom Tev. How does this Parshas Meirim come in into Chumash, into Vayikro, when the Torah speaks about what? About Kuhune, and what does the Torah emphasize? And what does the Torah emphasize? The Dakeins. He has this, I wouldn't say higher, he has a unique quality of Kedusha, which Israel does not have. Higher, lower, I don't know, because of course it's higher. Yes, so by Parshas Meir.
Rabbi Irvin Yilani, the end of Kedusha, has that given?
What?
Rabbi Irvin Yilani, the end of Kedusha, has it come in?
Because Eifin Yedeni is also a very Zohar and Arai together. Eifin Yedeni. Anyway, I believe the Torah here in quoting, in introducing the Parshas Arayis, the Parshas Meyadeis, into Meir, while she was busy, the Torah was busy explaining to us why should Akein be enjoined from Isha Greina V'Halolo, Halolo, while Yisrael was not told to, not to marry. What do I? The Torah says that Cain does something which Israel does not have. Namely, Kviyas Meradim. Who is Kviyas Meradim? Huh? Who is Kviyas Meradim? Huh? Ben, which Ben? Beznagoro, correct. Beznagoro. Of whom does the Beznagoro consist of? Bosa la keina shehiye ba yom enohen. Vidorashtu vishal te eite vidagidu lo chas vara mishpa. Vishal shal yase bezodin. Built Ishmael Akein. Built Ishmael
Akein.
So what does it mean? Who is the Akein here?
The Koveya.
Yeah. Who is the Akein here? Sanhedrin Bile.
Yeah.
I know. He's the Akein. Because of the Al Sefer, Roya b'shifta kisem mamlachte, because of the Al Sefer. Mishnah Atea, this Al Sefer mitnei Akeinim Alvim. Who are the Akeinim Alvim? So the Rambam is there Bezna Godel Shubadera. So Bezna Godel. But the Mitzvah, Bezna Godel, to have Akeinim as members. All right? But if Lame what's Akeinim Alvim, he's a man of Israel, he's the Israelim where are appointed, and they are the Bezna Godel. Is Behemes Cain and Levi Cain Malvin Cain and Shaul Levi Cain Behemes the way Meshe Rabbeinu later in the Brochas describes him and portrays him. Cain means the Chachme Amasera. The Chachme Amasera, because the Bezna Godel Shebi Yerushalayim. The Beznagoru Shebi Yerushalayim, the Messiah was concentrated in the hands of the Beznagoru Shebi Yerushalayim. The mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Kehune is not only the Kain should do the Vede. The Vede is very nice. But basically, Kehune serves another purpose. This is the Kehune is this Shevet to Shevet, which actually this Shevet, which is the protector and the carrier and the teacher of Tirosh Mope. And of course the Canaan used to do it. The Canaan used to do it. They used to, it, in other words, the Canaan usually, they did not only the Aveda B'Midrash, but they actually were the Melamdeyom, and the people who simply maintained and preserved the Maser. Proof?
Just a case with
us? Just a case with Ketero. You action with you. Next. I ask many times, it's a funny question, but when you pay attention to it, it isn't as funny as you think at the first moment you come across it. The Torah is very concerned that the Kehanim should make a living. The Torah is very concerned. Trumas Meiser, V'chayayim V'akevo, פחו, פילים פחו,
ויכו
דל מהנתכון, זה רק הצעה. ובעי, because the Canaan, since they are busy with what? Busy with the Aveda, with the Aveda in Midrash, so they have no time, to no free time, and they cannot engage in commerce and industry the way a plain Jew does. So why does the Torah make so much fuss about it? How much of time did Akain give to Aveda?
2 weeks a year.
Less than it is 2 weeks a year, the most. Directly Mishmeres. How many Mishmeres are there? Chavdalet Mishmeres. Chavdalet Mishmeres. Chavdalet Mishmeres. Chavdalet Mishmeres, and they had six batirov. Seven batirov. Seven batirov.
One day.
So all he spent, well, a few hours, some short, so why is Kehle Chelek Menachleimo? Well, he didn't get him about you. But he's all busy, he's busy several hours a year. Several hours a year. He comes in for how many? For 1 week.
One day.
He comes in for 1 week. The Mishma. How long is the Mishma? Because whom does the Mishma consist of? Of Kerim, which come in the Beis HaMikdash. And there the schedule for 1 week. On Shabbos, the Mishmar and Yetze used to bid for farewell to the Mishmar and Nichnes, to goodbye. So what is the tragedy? Why is such a great tragedy that Kehle Chelek Menachleim? Apparently, what did he do the rest? The only thing you can tell him to do is to engage him in Lamedes. And it's exactly what he did. And that's why the Torah says, Mishnah Kehanim Alvim actually taught the people, Yer Mishpatecho LeYakev Yisroch LeYisroel. And Yer Mishpatecho LeYakev Yisroch LeYisroel means he is the final authority. Interesting is that the Rambam says that the teaching on the part of Shevet Levi did not come later was not introduced later by the Torah after the Beis HaMikdash was completed, that the Levi should be a melamed the Shiftei Yisrael, the rest of the community. But even between Yaakov and Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, is the Shevet Levi consisted of the teachers, of the people who inspired, and the fact that after so many hundreds of years, the Shevet, the Jews, did not disappear in Mitzrayim. They were not assimilated. It's due to Shevet Levi. Doesn't Ram say in Pirkei Aleph Milcha say, I've been asking for him? Just as I said before, right at the beginning. Yaakov Avinu limit bon of Kulam.
V'hivdilevi,
how does he know that? We don't know. V'hivdilevi, in a separated, isolated Levi, no? When I appointed him as the head, Yeshiva means a kind of Bez Nagoda, the highest authority, no? No. Lelamei Derech Hashem, to whom? To the people, in the tribe, to the Avodim, to the slaves. And to point to them out the way leading to God. It's not a Kodesh Baruch who chose Levi for a reason unknown, but Levi did it before a Kodesh Baruch who actually appointed him to do so. He was the Melamed Orom. Where was he the Melamed Orom? In Mitzrayim. We understand very well, if you could teach the people in Mitzrayim, the presence of the Sheter, of the Neges, and Derech Hashem. So apparently he was devoted to the Derech Hashem, and that's why he was chosen later to be actually the Shevet which is Melamed, the Shevet who teaches and enlightens and inspires, and this is the task of Levi. This means the task of Aveda was not the most important performance in which the Levi was engaged. It was Aveda, of course, but basically it is that whoever was the Melamedon is the Keveya. He's always the Keveya, the one who determines the Meyades. When the Torah says, why is Aaron? Because Aaron is Kodesh. Has a special gdusha, specific gdusha, as we discussed it. What kind of specific gdusha does he have? One has mitzvahs yeseres. He has mitzvahs, additional mitzvahs, which Israel does not possess. This itself, that he must do things which Israelim don't have to do, vice versa. He must abstain from things from which Israel does not have to abstain. This itself, the Kumva saying the Sheval Taise generates Gdusha. This is number one. Second, but there is something else. Zoreb Tere. Eile mea Hashem asha tikra isam ikore kedesh eile mea adot. Yizach asha tikra isam. Who are the people who are the Beznin? Who is Beznin that came in Alvim? Is the Gdusha more of a constructive character? This is the Gdusha of a group of people who simply devoted their lives in order to protect the Knesset Israel. It should not disappear in Mitzrayim. This is what it is. Right after a miracle came in the arm, the Nefesh Leitam Balam Lachale, and then he said about Balmum and Tomei, that are specific love which apply exclusively to what? To Canaan, not to Israel. So he says, and something else, which is very important, perhaps the most important thing. Shevet Levi, the Canaan, happened to possess what? To possess the ability, to teach people and to inspire people. And that's the reason why the Kedusha is enhanced. But the Kedusha is one of teaching and inspiring and passing on the hope and the message.
Ekvies Merim
is the Lord Akein. Ah? What do you say?
The theme of the
Avtera. The theme of the Avtera is what are the duties? Correct. What are the duties of Pune? Correct. Right. Matter of fact, I had in mind. I had in mind. We'll take a look. You have. For the matter of fact, I had in mind to say it to you. Just a minute. Where is it? It's the back of the brain. After the holes was set, I was finishing it. Where is it? והכל מעביר לצדק אשר עומדס משווש מקדושי וסייז בני ישראל מעולי אימו יקרו אליי ושעשני ועומדו לי לפוני ויעקריב לי חיל ודם. This is a way there. נונה דשם הלכי. הימו יבי על מקדושי והימו יקרו על שולחוני Lishastemi. This is Chelev Adam. This is Avede. Avede, to engage in the Avede itself, and to then later to eat the Kokot Shekadosh. That's the God. Vohoyo. Just a minute. Now it says, Valmono Grusha Leikhala Benosh. Kim Suez Mazara Bezesroel. Vialmona Shatir Almono. מקיין מכוחו ושם יירו בין קדש לחיו בין תומר לתאר יתיום ועל ריף אימו ימדו למשפט אימו ימדו למשפט ומשפטה and what does he have here is ועל ושם יירו המנדל to the people and then something else ושפטו אסתרוסי ושחוקי סי וכל מי עדי ישמרו ושפסי סי יקדשו. What do you mean, Shapsei Sayi Kadeshu? So the Novi, the Yecheskel, says the Mefuresh. B'chol Meyadai V'eschukei Sayi V'chol Mishpotai V'chol Meyadai Yishmeru V'Shapsei Sayi Kadeshu. Because Shabbos is also mentioned in the Parshas Merit, right? Shesh Yom. Yeah. What does it mean? I believe I said it once.
Yeah.
That Shabbos is not dependent upon Kiddush and Kriyas Bezen, correct? Not dependent. It will, by itself, it will establish itself as Shabbos, as Ayim Kodesh Miveroch. However, there is a mitzvah to be Mekadesh, to sanctify and to fix the Shabbos as well. Shabbos has two Kedushas. There's a Kedusha for Meyadim, which is exclusively a Kedusha, which is independent of Kriyas Yisroel, but there is a mitzvah on Yisroel to be kaviyah the Shabbos as one of the meyadim. That's why, because it is called Shabbos. Eile meyad Hashem etikris mekorei kiddush. Eile meyadoi. Sheish yomei. Yidoch Shabbos. The Shabbos considered Shabbos is the Ramses. As Shabbos is made as well. It means Shabbos is not dependent upon upon the Kriyas Bezdin. It will become Shabbos by itself. However, that the mitzvah and Bezdin took away the Shabbos. And that's exactly what our Shabbos is for the Kain. May Sodom and Yom and Tomabo, with the case I have a whole mirror in Shmuel.
That's the Kriyas Bezdin, maybe? He's made him?
No, Chris made him. He's Bezna, sure.
Akane.
Kehanim are Bezna. The Torah speaks of Kehanim in terms of Bezna. The way the Torah speaks of Kehanim, of Bezna Godel in terms of Kehan. V'yisha shal yishba dula kenahu. No. Right. In Schmidt it says. The task of Shevet Levi is to teach. No, it's the end of Shevet Levi. The last halacha. With the Ram defines, he defined it in Yuchas Akum, Aloha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Aloha Don. And he defined it here in Shmit Rehiv, that's correct. In Shmit Rehiv also, this is the task of the Levi and Akei. Okay. And the Gemara speaks about Bezn Kehanim, Gemara speaks right off, Bezn Kehanim. It means that Bezn Agodl was completely composed of Kehanim. What? What's that about? The Shabbos, yes. Shabbos is one parsha in the Chul HaShemayim Lorot. It has nothing to do with Bez. The second parsha is Parshas Meyades. Eile Meyad Hashem Shatikra Yisham Mekroi Kedesh. Eile Meyad Oy. Sheish Yom Tavid Vesu Soko. Sheish Yom Vayim Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Lekecho. How does Shabbos come in into Meyadim? Is Rashi already quote because Kol Amchal Shabbos Kol Amchal Meyadim Amchal Meyadim Amchal Shabbos. It's very difficult, the Rashi. You don't understand. The answer is Shabbos was determined and fixed. Shabbos is fixed and is by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Kitshu Shomayim is correct. And if there won't be any kriyas for Shabbos on the part of Bezdin, so Shabbos will establish itself by itself. But there is the mitzvah. This is basically the mitzvah skiddush. A Shabbos should also be miskaddish through us. And this is basically the mitzvah skiddush way the Ramban is about it. Huh? What? What? In the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael established. Is the mayor